And we'll just read a bit of the next section. It is very difficult for people to believe the simple fact that every persecutor was once a victim. Yet it should be very obvious that someone who was allowed to feel free and strong from childhood does not have the need to humiliate another person. In Paul Klee's diaries, we find the following anecdote. Quote, "From time to time, I played tricks on a little girl who was not pretty and who wore braces to correct her crooked legs. I regarded her whole family, and in particular, the mother, as very inferior people. I would present myself at the high court, pretending to be a good boy, and beg to be allowed to take the little darling for a walk. For a while, we'd walk peaceably hand in hand. Then, perhaps in the nearby field where potato plants were blooming and June bugs were all over, or perhaps even sooner, we would start walking single file. At the right moment, I'd give my protege a slight push. The poor thing would fall, and I'd bring her back in tears to her mother, explaining with an innocent air, 'She fell down.' I played this trick more than once, without Frau Engers ever suspecting the truth. I must have gauged her accurately." And this is Paul Klee at age 5 or 6. No doubt little Paul was repeating something here that had been done to him, probably by his father. There is only one brief passage about his father in the diaries. Quote, "For a long time, I trusted my papa implicitly and regarded his words as gospel. Papa can do anything. The only thing I couldn't bear was his teasing. On one occasion, thinking I was alone, I was playing make-believe and was interrupted by a sudden, amused, "Huh," which hurt my feelings. That was not the only time I was to hear this." Unquote. Mockery from a beloved and admired person is always painful, and we can imagine that little Paul was deeply wounded by this treatment. It would be wrong to say that because we understand its origins, the harm we compulsively inflict on another person does not cause harm, and that little Paul did not hurt the girl. To recognize this makes the tragedy visible, but at the same time offers the possibility for change. The realization that even with the best will in the world, we are not omnipotent, that we are subject to compulsions, underclass, and that we cannot love our child in the way we would like may lead to sorrow, but should not awaken guilt feelings, because the latter imply a power and freedom we don't have. Burdened by guilt feelings ourselves, we will also burden our children with guilt feelings and tie them to us for a lifetime. But by means of our mourning, we can set our children free. And we are going to end with that really powerful and insightful observation from Alice Miller. For our own good. Thank you, as always, for listening. I'm loving you so much. And hoping you stay real. Real in the coming days and weeks ahead, and that we all together, some point soon, start to get real. I love you so. Until next week, peace.
I like cake, no mistake. mistake. But baby, if you insist, I'll cut out the cake just for your sake. Baby, come on and knock me a kiss. I'm like pie, I hope to die. Just get a load of this. When you get high, doggone the pie. Baby, come on and knock me a kiss. When you press your lips to mine, but then I understood the taste like candy, brandy and wine, peaches, bananas, and everything good. I love jam and no flim-flam. Scratch that off of my list. There ain't no jam, the jam can scram. Baby, come on and knock me a kiss. Baby, come on and knock me a kiss.